Let's turn the clock back a bit now, shall we? Back 70 years ago, in fact, to when the clouds of war were drifting away and the sun was beginning to shine again across Norfolk and Suffolk. Derek James has been looking back at the Festival of Britain, which was flagged up as a festival to be enjoyed by everyone. But, as you will hear, not everyone in our region subscribed to that sentiment. Here's Tony.
It was said to be the last festival event in the region during such a special year when, 70 years ago, it was party time. Members of Dis Young Farmers Club had gathered to plant four copper beech saplings on an extension to a new housing estate called Wilby Avenue. Popular cafe owner Charles Denny, then chairman of Dis Urban District Council, said at a ceremony to mark the event that the idea of planting trees was a good one, both for the club and for the town. The trees were planted in the December of 1951 at the end of an extraordinary year when the whole country went festival crazy. Well, almost. It was the dawn of a new age, one of peace and hopefully prosperity. 6 years following the end of the Second World War, much of the country was still on its knees. Men, women and children had lost their lives and their homes in the fight for victory. Slowly but surely, lives were being rebuilt. The Festival of Britain was a huge happening across the land, with events taking place in Norwich, Ipswich, and just about every town and village in our neck of the woods. From pageants and parades to shows, concerts and sporting events. The idea was that people of all ages should take part, having a good time and look to the future. Norwich was chosen to be one of the handful of cities hosting a large number of events. The festival was opened in Norwich by the soon-to-be Queen, Princess Elizabeth. Tens of thousands of people watched and cheered as she spoke to them from the balcony of City Hall. "I have a great deal of affection for Norfolk, born out of many days amidst the peace and its countryside, and it gives me great pleasure to come now to its capital," she said. And then the celebrations began across East Anglia. Although I did discover, looking through our historic files, that there were some people not in the festival mood. In Southwold, it was described as nothing but eyewash. In December of 1950, our papers carried a report from Southwold Town Council that Mr. F.G. Bagot declared, "From the events of the past few weeks, I've come to the conclusion that the Festival of Britain is nothing but political eyewash." Strong words. The council was discussing whether or not to allow the mayor, Major General P.J. Mackesy, £300 towards the cost of putting on festival events. Mr. Bagot added, "This is a red herring drawn across to cover the delinquencies of a rotten administration." He moved that the sum of money be reduced to £100, the cost of a proposed town sign. He didn't think so much should be spent on the festival. The motion was lost by 11-2. The festival won. Meanwhile, in Fakenham, a public meeting in November of 1950 decided by 21-7 that no action be taken in the town in connection with the festival. Mr. L.G. Mallett spoke of the ill-timed and unwarranted project, the Dome of Discovery on the South Bank in London, and the cost involved. He said there was so much opposition to the festival, and he could not see that what the country had to be festive about. And Mr. H.L. Constable thought the name festival had been badly chosen. It was not intended there should be jollification, but that as many visitors as possible should be enticed into the country to spend money. And, as opinions differed, at the meeting called by the parish council, Mr. F.S. Wigg said he regretted that our businessmen are taking the lead in doing nothing for poor old Fakenham. Come June of 1951, the festival began, with events large and small across the land. It really was party time.
Oh dear, what a curmudgeonly lot they were, weren't they?